Amen. Ms. Shereen, I want you to release what the Lord has given you. Continue to play on, sir.
Okay, first I'll read the scripture. Genesis 3, 2 through 6. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden." But God said, "You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. We all have an enemy within our flesh. In this season, it is important that we carry the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 through 23 tells us the fruit of the Spirit, and one of them is self-control. Listening to and obeying God and having self-control is vital in this season. Don't blame, because the seed may have been planted. However, it does not mean you have to water it and allow it to grow. Have self-control. Our obedience and our self-control can help someone, or our lack of can cause death to someone else. Obey God and have self-control.
Two that just spoke to. One is going to release what's on his heart for an individual that's here, and then the other is going to share a quick testimony. Amen. If I take the mic away, do not get offended, but we are on a time schedule, okay?
My name is Aaron Sellers, and basically, my thing is I kept going into the Knicks Hospital, and basically this is my testimony to actually say, like, how I've been, you know, going into these hospitals, because my brain, you know, it goes real fast, you know, and I want basically to be with my uncle. And it's been a long time since I've been to seeing y'all and the sisters. It's been a long time, and I really appreciate to seeing y'all, because those are the faces I remember. It makes me feel coming home.
Amen. Hi, my name is John Casper. Apologize, I kind of got a sore throat today, but 36 years ago, I found myself in a place one morning or one day that my life hadn't been working out. You know, I imagine we've all been there at one point or another where you just kind of feel like nothing's working. What am I doing wrong? My relationships hadn't worked. So I didn't know what else to do, so I got on my knees and started praying. And for some reason, I realized that I had to have a wife, a good woman to guide me, to lead me in the direction. So I began to pray for her. And shortly after that, through weeks of praying, and I got to, you know, tell you, I was about the point of a nervous breakdown, just about to give up on the whole world. And I began to pray, and one day the Lord introduced me to this lady, and she's my soulmate. Well, and it didn't just stop there. You know, I just turned 64 years old. Since that time, I realized there really is a God. And every time we ran into an obstacle throughout the years, I began to pray. And shortly after that, we had a couple of children. And we went to go look at some houses. And while we were looking at these houses, I didn't have the heart to tell my wife, "Honey, we can't afford the cheapest one they got out here." So I went home and I realized, well, I didn't have no education. Can't spell, and there's a lot of other qualities that ain't so hot. So I began to pray for the Lord to send me in direction. Shortly after that, I mean, every day I'd come in and get on my knees and start praying. And my wife would come in and look at me in the evening and say, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm praying. And she says, well, what exactly are you praying for? And I said, well, I'm asking the Lord to send us in direction. And she said, oh, okay. And so I keep praying, praying. Finally, one day, the door opened up, and the Lord sent me in a direction, and we were very successful. After that, after we got where we were going, it just continued. Well, in 64 years of being here, my daughters later on asked me, Dad, things ain't working out. I said, well, let me tell you what happened. I did. Well, make a long story short, I told them, girls, you know, I can give you money. I can help you with houses. I can help you buy cars. But the greatest gift I can give you is if I can help you to have the relationship with the good Lord that I have, that's the ultimate gift. And I'll close at that. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. The Lord hears our cries. He answers our prayers. How he answers them may not be what you thought, but he will get to you what is necessary to get to you. Amen. He may speak to you in a place where you don't feel like you should be there, but that's the very place you needed to be to start hearing from God so that you have an understanding that God is working on your behalf. Huh? That's the God that we serve. Amen. All right. We're going to be continue doing words. If you have prophetic words, we're going to judge the prophetic word first. Amen. These are more about two testimonies and one prophetic word. We have been gifted by God, but the gift isn't just to be sitting on. You are to release it, activate it, and begin to move in it. Amen. I will be extracting that from you more and more. I ask you to continue to move in and just move and understand that God is using you as an instrument. Amen. Son, that just came up, I don't know your name. You do look familiar to me. Aaron, okay. When you were standing here, your mind, before you talked about your mind races, but your mind also sees beyond the natural and sees things into a spiritual realm. You just don't know how to articulate it and put it into action what God has shown you. But I hear the Spirit of God saying that not only is He going to begin to give you wisdom and understanding, but the revelation that you seek will continue to come at a rapid pace. Because if it comes to you too slow, you get too bored. If it comes to you too nice, you get too agitated. But if it comes to you right at you, you'll accept it. You have that spirit like Jehu that will continue to take on what needs to be taken on and move people out the way if people ain't moving the way they need to be moving. Don't think that you've got something that is a little bit different. You are different for a reason. He says that he created you to be a peculiar person, and the way that he asked you to be ministering is peculiar. Be that because that's how he created you to be. There is not a deficit. There's only an increase of surplus in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Got a few announcements before we transition into this word that my wife is going to bring. Level up. Level up, teenagers. I want you to stand to your feet. Level up. Stand to your feet. These are the teenagers here in the house. Teenagers in the house. You can stand, baby. You can stand. You're going to the next level. You're going to the next level. You're very creative, Missy. I don't know your name. I know it's your first time here, but you're very creative. You're very articulate. And you have an understanding of things that you see, and you start to just write it down. You have a pen and paper around you all the time. You start writing things down. And the Spirit of God is saying that not only is He going to increase you in the levels of what you see, your eyes are about to be open. Whose child is this? Whose child is this? Mama. If I say this to you with respect, I say Mama. She has insight and a very strong discerning spirit that she is going to see some things and tell you. And as she tells you, begin to pray and intercede. Amen. Level up. Amen. You teenagers are getting ready to do a, what is it, a 5K? A 5K. Now they say 5 cakes. A 5K. So what we're doing is a plate sale so that we can raise money to pay their entry fee. Now they're going to do it together as a team. They're going to do it together as a young group. to go be a blessing out there for this cause. Amen. So there's a flyer. Michael, if you'll come get this flyer, please. And it's going to be a plate so that we're going to have February 11th. And it's going to be 3 street tacos, a cookie, and a drink. For $5, I'll be making some hot sauce if some of y'all like some fire. Yeah, this is going to be good. So we're going to have this, and it's going to be for Level Up. We're going to raise money for them. If you saw on the screen the text to give, if you text any amount to the number on the screen, go back to that screen real quick. And if you put on their youth or Level Up, it's going directly to their account. Their plans to take them on field trips, to do some, I think there's one that you're going to the animal thing, the animal wildlife. So there's a lot of things we have planned for them that we want to be getting involved with them, getting them outside, not just in the classroom that we have, but to get them involved. Amen. So Level Up, we appreciate you. We continue to pray for you. Parents in here, family members, the more you sow into this generation, the more you're going to see a generation grow. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. Also in that text to give right there, you see at the very bottom there, very end, it says London. Say it with me now, London. Extend your hands to your pastor. Come here, Inez. Come here, Inez. Hannah, come up here real quick. Come stand with your mother. Come over here. I want you to extend your hand to the three of us because we are going to London in August. We're going to London in August for 2 weeks to go and minister at 2 prophetic conferences and then also an apostolic reformation that we are going to bring to many churches over there with Pastor Martin Berry. What we need is not only your prayers, we covet your prayers, but we also need the assistance and get us there. How many of you know that what you make possible for the shepherd of the house, God makes possible for your house? Amen. So I ask not only for your prayers, but I ask you to see into this mission. Amen. We'll be there for 2 weeks. And I asked Pastor Martin Berry, you heard me earlier, saying, I'm trying to get Hannah to go. Not that she didn't want to go. It's been Hannah's dream. And there were some challenges there. And then I spoke with Pastor Martin. He says, no, if your baby wants to come, you bring her. We've made room. So now the three of us will be going. Josh said, Dad, I got a truck. I got to pay. So I'll be working. So pray for us. And if the Lord impresses on your heart to give, so whether it be through check, credit card, you can go on text to give. Or if you want to bring cash. If you want to pay for the ticket, I'll meet with you after church. No problem. Amen. I'm going to tell you what the goal is for the amount is $3,600. What this entails is for the 3 airline tickets. It gives us spending money for our food while we're there. Pastor Martin said, look, I want to take you to the sites when you're down for a couple of days. I want to take you to the sites. You know me, I don't like to just go out there and have everybody pay. I'd like to have money in my pocket so we can go and do some souvenir shopping. Amen. So that's what that entails. Amen. So we thank you for your prayers. Thank you. You'll stand here. Thank you, Hannah. Thank you, baby. Sit down. Now, also coming up this year, I'm beginning to put together the Kenya trip with Pastor Paul. And that'll be in November, at the end of the year, November this year. And he's asking for me to bring a team. Now, many of you say, I want to go. We can't all go. But if you're interested in going, please see me after service today. Please see me after service. I will talk with you. I do have a group of people that I do really want to go with me so that they can minister and do what they're called to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, that is going to conclude our announcements for today. It is now time to hear the word of the Lord that I've asked my wife to come and bring this word that has been in her spirit. She said that last week it kind of touched upon what the Lord was speaking to her. And as we begin to continue on with this, I don't want to call it a series, but I want to continue on with what the word of the Lord is saying in this hour. Amen. So I want my wife to come, and I want you to give a round of applause for her faith and her obedience, and welcome your pastor, Pastor Inez, to the board.
Good morning, everyone. I know I haven't been up here in a minute. Yeah. Well, how are y'all doing on your fast? Good? I have a story to tell y'all about a fast. It's funny. I mean, it's not funny. Actually, it's totally awesome. Amazing. Okay. So my granddaughter Lena. Okay. So our whole household decided to go on a fast. Or, well, actually we didn't decide. We were told. Okay. So we said yes. And I go and pick up Lena after school every day. And she says, you know, I really don't want to do this. And I said, well, maybe you don't want to do it because you don't know how powerful a fast can be. And she says, yes, I do. I says, you? How? She said, well, I know how powerful a fast is. Jesus Christ went on a fast for 40 days and he conquered the world, conquered sin. I was like, what? She said that? Wow, you go, Lena. You've been paying attention. Amen. And she said, but I still don't want to do this. I said, okay, that's real, you know, all right. So I said, well, okay, if you don't want to do it, you know, don't do it, but you're going to have to answer to your mom and dad. She says, okay, well, you know, I'm just going to have to do it. I'm just going to have to do it. I have to listen to them and I have to do it. I said, okay. So she goes to school or she decides, okay, I'm not going to listen to secular music. Okay. Oh, that's a good one. You could y'all hear secular music how it is. So that was a good one. So she goes to gym and they play the music and then she starts thinking, oh my God, they're playing secular music. What do I do? So she didn't say anything at first, but then she did. She literally goes up to the coach and says, you're going to have to turn this music off because I can't listen to it. It's secular music. I'm on a fast and I can't listen to this music. So you're going to have to turn it off. Can you believe that? Can you believe this child goes to the coach and tells them they can't play that music because she's on a fast. So if, you know how they say, if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Well, if Lena's on a fast, everybody's going to have to be on a fast, right? Pretty much. So she gets in the car. Well, the coach says, oh, okay, all right. So he sends her to the counselor's office. You know, because nowadays they just automatically think kids are trouble and they just want to cause havoc. And, you know, there's more bad kids than good kids. And when the good kids are trying to stand up for their faith or be good and being obedient to their parent, that's foreign nowadays. Because kids are so disrespectful nowadays. They don't respect parents. They don't do what they're supposed to do. Or they might do it in the household, but then they'll go out and continue to be the way they want to be. So she gets sent to the counselor's office and they said to her, what's going on? And she says, well, my family's on a fast and, I can't listen to that music. And so, so they said, okay, well, I need to call your mother because they don't know what's going on. This is the first time ever this has happened, right? And so they call her mom and her mom says, yes, it's true. It is true. We are on a fast and they're like, oh, well, okay. Well, do we need to we need to figure out what we're going to have to do. And how long is this for? Is this forever? And she says, no, it's just until next Monday. Oh, okay. So now she goes and she can't go to gym because they're playing this music. So they send her to the counselor's office. And she said that all the teachers and everyone came to see her because they wanted to know who this kid was. Why can't we do that? Is that why God says have faith like a child? Huh? Yeah, so she gets in the car and she tells me this story, right? And I'm driving and I thought, what? Lena! And she's in the back seat. Lena, you did what? Lena, it's not for the whole school. It's not for the whole gym. That's for you personally. And she was like, well, what did you want me to do? And I said, amen. Amen. If we adults could be more like her and stand for our faith and not to waver in it and do what you're supposed to do, be obedient, Amen? And what ended up happening is, you know, I don't want to put too much business out there, but she was grounded from her games, okay? Well, you know, I told Lena, I was like, you know, Lena, fasts are really, really good to do. You know, mountains will be moved. And then I told, you know, they're believing God for a house, right? I says, you don't know. You could just ask, where is that house, and make a way for you to get your home in this fast. But don't get upset if it doesn't come like right after the fast, because it might take a minute. So she goes, well, what's the point? I said, well, I don't know, Alina. Just do it, okay? Just do it. I don't know all the answers. I don't know why God does this first and or that fast and that slow. I don't know. So anyway, okay. So anyway, so by her doing that and coming home and doing all that, her dad looked at her and said, you know what? By you doing that and standing your ground, you're not punished anymore. Your games are back on your phone. I got so excited for her. I was like, see, Lena, it works. It works. You got to be. The fast isn't even over. And look, you're getting blessed already. I said, see, when Benny was talking about you got to test things. Well, it isn't just tithing that you got to test. You got to test things. You got to try it. You have to try it. And oh, my God, so now what? She tried it. Boom. She got her games back. So how about next time we decide to go on a fast? Do you think that she's going to be, oh, no. There's much more to Michael, Emily, and Lena going on a fast, but I don't have the liberty to share. They will, when the time comes, to testify just how quickly God is moving in their life with this fast and you know, them being obedient and surrendering to God that a lot of us don't do, but we'll leave it at that. So anyway, that's Lena back there. Stand up, Lena. It's real. The story's real. Go, Lena! Yeah! Anyway, but that's not what I was going to talk to you. I'm just asking you, how are y'all doing on your fast? And, you know, I was going back and forth on what I needed to talk about. And I thought it was just faith. Well, not just faith. You know, that's a big thing. But I thought it was going to be about faith. And for me, it's easy for me to talk about it because I just believe. I read it. I believe it. And there's nothing in between. There's no questions. I just believe. So to talk to you about faith and stuff, it just, okay, yeah, I got it. No problem. But as I was going, you know, through different scriptures and stuff, I came across something that I wasn't really sure about and how to deliver it. And it made me very nervous. To the point, I don't want to do it. I didn't want to talk about it. I didn't even want to get up here. I just rather sit there. But then what? So I'm here. Haven't been here in a minute. And there's reason for it. And once I start sharing, y'all are going to understand why I haven't been up here for a minute. But anyway, let's just get into it. Let's pray. Father God, we just come before you, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the people that you've brought here today. I'm believing in faith, Heavenly Father, what you have for me to deliver for the people, that you prepare their hearts and they will receive it, Father. And it is truly for you guiding me through this message and that it is for the people, Lord God. I thank you. I surrender to you. I speak nothing that you don't want me to speak, Lord. I'm just a vessel, Lord. Just open up the gateway of my mouth and let the anointing pour out of the word of God and what you have for the people and what you need to speak to the people about, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, so we're going to go to Hebrews. Hebrews 6:10. I'm nervous and I don't know why. Like, I feel like I'm shaking and I'm hot and I'm just anyway, okay, are y'all there? Okay, Hebrews 6:10. For God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you showed for his name when you served the saints and when you continue to serve them. Did y'all hear the part where it said where you served the saints? What does that mean? That means it was when you were doing it. Amen. That was probably at the beginning when you're on fire for God. And you're willing to do anything and everything at all costs. But then he says, and you will continue to do it. In the NIV, it says, when you help people. When you helped, and then when you're going to continue to help them. And I believe... there's two different stages that you're in. You're serving, you're helping, or you're not. And I wanted to talk to you about why you're not anymore. Why you've shut down. Kind of like what Pastor Marty was talking about last week. About becoming lethargic. And what is making you lethargic? What is making you lazy? What is making you go away from the church? What is making you not help in the church? What is making you not fulfill your purpose? Sit down and think about what it is. I know since then, we have all in here have thought, what is it? What is it? What is it in me of why I'm not 100% like how I used to be? Or why I feel the way I do right now? Amen? Okay, so Hebrews 6:11, it says, now we want each of you to demonstrate the same diligence for the final realization of your hope so that you won't become lazy, but be imitators of those who inherit the promises through faith and perseverance. Perseverance is the hardest thing to do, to continue the faith of perseverance, because things come at you all kinds of ways and will make you become in disbelief, lazy, lethargic, not wanting to do what you've been called to do. And I believe the reason why we get this way is because of, for whatever reason, that it's either church hurt, okay? And that's pretty much what I really wanted to talk to y'all about, because there's a lot of people in here that have been church hurt and disappointed. And we lose our faith. We lose trust, okay? We lose... brothers and sisters through this. The people that we're supposed to be connected to, we lose. The divine purpose that God had for us, for the reason why we met the individual, we lose. And why is that happening? Is that the Python spirit that's sizing us up and killing us in the spirit? Pastor said the Python spirit works with the Jezebel. So in the natural, when it comes through, what happens to the people in the congregation because they're shutting down? Pastor Marty said that the snake quits eating. So do we. We quit eating the word. We quit eating what the authority that the Lord has put in your path or in your life. You quit eating from them. You quit receiving from them. And then you become, your heart becomes hardened and you just sit there and you blame everybody else for why you're feeling the way you do. And you become paralyzed. Just like the man. And you make all kinds of excuses just like the man did. He was paralyzed, right? And the Lord's always coming to stir up the water. The Lord's always coming to stir up your water. But you're just sitting there paralyzed. Because so-and-so hurt me because this happened and that happened and that happened. And so you just sit there paralyzed. And then the water comes stirring. So the Lord comes and personally ministers to you in the service. Through the word, through the praise and worship, through a prophet. And he, oh. But you don't understand. Isn't that what the paralyzed man said to him? That excuse? We need to stop using those excuses. Because then he healed him. Then what? You don't have an excuse now. Now what? I believe every individual here has been healed, delivered in some kind of way, but you've forgotten. You've forgotten what God has done for you. And we just sit there paralyzed. Don't even care what God has in store for you. And with you sitting there being paralyzed, people are not getting blessed. People are waiting for you to bless them, but you're so into your flesh and yourself and me and me and me and me. And it's just me, 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 me. And we can't be like that. I know y'all came here to be edified and, oh, praise Jesus. Oh, I feel so good. But you know what? When a rebuke comes from God, y'all need to start praising the Lord. Because he says, I rebuke my children that I love. So guess what? He loves y'all. He loves y'all. And he loves me too because you know what? I'm not exempt from this message. Because I was sitting there paralyzed myself. Because the church hurt. I could be transparent with you. I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I've been church hurt myself. And you know what? Maybe it is a good thing. You know, God will turn the evil for good. Okay? And by the pastors being, you know, we're human. Okay? We have feelings too. Y'all think we may not get hurt, but we do. All right? And it's just, the grace of God that we keep coming up and keep going and persevere. Amen? That's what he said. Through faith and perseverance. Yeah, my faith might have dwindled a little bit, but it's still in there. It's still in there. I may shut down and be paralyzed right there in that seat, but come talk to me after church. Come talk to me outside of church. Why? Why did I get that way? Because the house of manna, it's special. It really is. The Lord sends in people to be spoken to be unlocked, to be healed, to be delivered, to reveal their purpose, and be unlocked. But in between that, the ones that don't know what's happening, and they don't like the way they feel, they shut down. And no matter how hard we preach up here and try to deliver the word of what God is telling us to deliver, they still don't like the way they feel. They don't like the way it's being delivered. They don't like the way God is getting in there and doing surgery. And, you know, I just need that right there. That. But what ends up happening is when you have hurt in your heart, you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to deal with it because it hurts. Well, when God comes in to try to uproot it, You don't like it. So what do? You shut down. You become paralyzed. You stop receiving. You start hearing the enemy. Okay, because the python works with the Jezebel. So what does the Jezebel do? Comes and whispers in your ear. And actually uses people too. To whisper in your ear. And to start sizing up to you. And then once it delivers and does what it has to do, you're dead. And where are you? The word of God in Hebrews 10:39, it says, but we are not those who draw back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and obtain life. That's who we're supposed to be. But we're drawing back because we don't trust anybody anymore. We think everybody has the wrong agenda and are out to hurt us. But it shouldn't be that way. I was talking to this kid the other day, and it said, you're going to be destroyed, right? Okay. Well, this person got church hurt, okay, and ended up leaving the church. I'm not going to do this anymore, you know. This is crazy, you know. So the person left and started doing whatever he used to do or got involved in other stuff and totally took God out of their life. I'm going to that church anymore. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not even going to do that. I'm just going to do me. So he ended up doing it. Come to find out, he got in trouble and he's in prison now. So when God said it, I didn't. When he says, we are not those who draw back and are destroyed. So he's telling you right there, don't draw back. You're going to get destroyed. I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to give you a better life. But guess what? We're not used to a better life. We're used to however our parents lived and our forefathers. I don't want that life. That's why I'm so excited about the word. When I found out how my life can change, and it doesn't have to be like my grandma's and them and all, you know, back then, I wanted that different life. And you know what? I believed. And I still believe till this day. And my life, you know, yeah, there's things that happen, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I would not turn my back like that. Yeah, I might sit there paralyzed for a minute because I'm licking my wounds. You know, but God is good because he's not going to leave you there. And thank God for fasts, because the fast comes along and what happens? You die of your flesh. You die of your flesh. And that our flesh, that's what gets us in trouble. All the time. I mean, I know we can't stay in the spirit all the time. Come on now. But step into the flesh of destruction and see where that leads you. Another one who backed off. What's their names? The Turpins? The California House of Horror? The ones that had all those kids? Do you know that they were Christians? And guess what? They decided, I'm church hurt. I'm walking away. I'm not going to do this Jesus thing anymore. They're worse than the people out in the world. I ain't doing this anymore. She called her sister to tell her sister that. And her sister said, no, don't do that. She said, I don't care what you say. I'm going to do it. Because you know, when you're hurt like that, your ears are covered. The enemy will get your ears covered for any truth, anything coming that's going to rescue you. So they did. And then she called her sister again. Oh my God, I'm so drunk. And her sister said, what? Yeah, we're both drunk. I like this. Then she called her sister again. It got worse and worse and worse. The road of destruction. Because I'm church hurt. They're no better in there. Let me just go on and live my life. Generational curses. Let me pick them up again. everything that God promised me. Let me just pick up all this. All the destruction. So the next time she called, she said, well, we decided to go to Alabama because we met a guy online. And we've decided to go, my husband wants me to sleep with him. So they went. They didn't care what the sister said. And you know, we come in church and we're church hurt and someone's trying to minister to you. You don't listen. You don't care what they say. You're going to do what you want to do. You're done. You're not letting the spirit in at all. Just the enemy, the spirit of the enemy. That's it. So they left and they went and did that. And then it got worse and worse. So now where are they? They abused their children. They tortured their children. That came from church hurt. Are y'all going to be like that? I don't want to be like that. That checked me so bad. I just said, forgive me, God. Forgive me, God. If I led my children the wrong way, if I've led the church the wrong way, if I led anyone the wrong way, forgive me, because I was so much into my flesh and my feelings and feeling like a victim. We're not supposed to feel that way. We're not supposed to let the python come and size us up. We're not supposed to do that. But I thank God for Pastor Marty. And how he allows the Lord to speak to him. Because when I heard about the python spirit and how the snake just comes and sizes you up like that, and then it's preparing to kill you. And you think it's your friend. You think they love you. And they're right next to you. Telling you all kinds of nice stuff, making you feel good. And what happens? And you know what? It just doesn't happen in church. It happens out there too. What is happening? Those of you that haven't been church hurt, amen, hallelujah. Praise Jesus. But the ones that have, what is sizing you up? What's killing your spirit? Don't blame it on anyone else. Just ask yourself, what is it? Mine was church hurt. You know, I know we're not even supposed to talk like that, you know, but it was. I'm not even gonna lie. At times it hurts. It still bothers me at times. But where am I going to get being like that? Nowhere. And when you don't forgive, where does that lead you? God says, sickness. I don't want sickness. I don't want to lose my favor with God. I don't want to lose my blessings with God. You know what? It ain't worth it. Those people that hurt you, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it. What's worth it is that you keep fighting and that you receive the Lord's blessings. That's what you got to keep looking at. Amen? I want my blessings. I want my kids blessed. I don't want them to be church hurt and follow my footsteps. No, I want them to continue on like me and Marty are trying so hard to do. And I ask God to forgive me for sitting there paralyzed for a while. I refuse to not get my blessings. I refuse to go down that destruction road. I refuse the python spirit to eat me alive. I refuse it. No more. No more. Don't let anyone. one size you up and kill your spirit. You continue the faith. It's all about the faith. Die of your flesh. Die of your flesh. Because that's what gets us in trouble. The emotions, they get us in trouble because we're so tied up in our emotions. We have to stop that. We need to be more of the spirit, what the word of God says. What does it say in Proverbs? He tells you how to be. There's reason why. Get up in the morning and pray. Ask him, what do you want to talk to me about? You know, I went back and forth. What do I talk to the people about? I don't want to talk to them about hurt. That's the last thing they want. But it's not always church hurt. It's things that happened out back then. If we have to forgive our parents, if we have to forgive whoever hurt you, forgive them so you can continue going forward. You don't want to stay paralyzed. Continue going forward. Let it all go. I bet those Turpin people are in the jail saying, oh, we should have never left the church. It's too late. They're going in there for life. It's too late. The gentleman that got church hurt, he's in there forever until he's old. Well, you sure ain't gonna fulfill your purpose now. But you know what? Sitting there paralyzed is like being in a jail, locked up, because you ain't doing nothing in there either. It's like you're bound. No more. We need to die of our flesh because it gets us in trouble. Don't let people lead you the wrong way. If they're not in your path and they ain't going where you're going, get rid of them. There's no such thing as being with someone that isn't saved. You can't change them. You get with someone that believes what you believe in and is going where you're going and doesn't talk to you like you're crazy. No, I am not crazy because I know the truth. And I believe the truth. The truth is the word of God. You can't change anybody. Only God can. Let the Lord change you. No matter how much it hurts, because it's for your good. That's all he wants, is to make us whole. No matter how bad it hurts. The church that's hurt you, let it go. You have to move forward and trust people. The people that he's sending new. There's purpose for reason why people come in here. And if you're paralyzed, they didn't get blessed and you didn't get blessed. The minute you start talking about your church and your pastors, you better go into prayer. And you better ask yourself, why am I talking about my church? Why am I talking about my pastors? Because that is the spirit that flows with Jezebel. When you start hearing, oh, I need to get out of here, or this church is crazy, you better ask God why you're talking like that and why you're thinking like that. Because there's a reason why he sent you here. This house is about restoration, reconciliation. It's about healing. It's about deliverance. It's about making you whole. It's about making miracles happen in your life. That's what this house is. And I don't care what anyone says about the house of manna. I know who we are. And I know what God has done to me and Marty. We were saved because of a miracle. And that's my faith. Mountain moving miracles. That's my life. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo. Don't draw back. Don't draw back and be destroyed. Remember that. Am I drawing back? The minute you see, feel yourself drawing back, just hear God say, don't draw back. Don't draw back. I'm trying to spare you from destruction. Don't draw back. You know how many times the Turpins are saying to their soul, oh God, why did I do that? And you know that lady? Because that man, her so-called husband, told her to do that? What is that? And what is she going to say? Oh, I was obedient. He's the head of the house. Well, you know what, lady? That doesn't go. The only time that goes is when he is following the Lord Jesus Christ and living a Christian life. That's when you need to follow him. Not to destruction. Amen? All right. Last. Hebrews 10:35. So don't throw away your confidence, which is a great reward. He's asking you, don't throw it away. Don't go back on your faith. There's great rewards there. Just hang on. Fast a little bit more. When you're feeling destruction coming to you and you're feeling these feelings that you shouldn't be feeling, the safest thing is prayer and fasting. Because you'll die of your flesh. For you need endurance so that after you have done God's will, you may receive what he promised. I want to receive everything God has promised. Yes, I understand there's times you lay it down because things are very overwhelming at times. But God is good because he's not going to leave you there. Just like he didn't leave the paralyzed man there, making all those excuses all those years. He didn't leave him there. He said, get up. Yeah, he was talking to me when I heard that. Inez, get up. Quit being a crybaby. Get up. I didn't want to. But I did. I'm here. Hey. Like Jesus Christ told him, get up. That was Pastor Marty telling me, get up. You're preaching this day. I couldn't say anything. I was like, oh no. I don't want to. I don't like being up there. But amen. I was obedient. Why? Because my husband's telling me to get up. He's not my pastor. Well, okay, you're my pastor. But it's more my husband. And he's the head. And he's telling me what to do. Is he telling me to do something destructive? No. Am I going to listen to him? Yes, because he's a man of God. He's following the ways of the Lord. So yes, I'm going to say, okay. Because it's a good thing, not a bad thing. He's not telling me to go sleep with someone else. And those people were so sick. The year to date, he made plans to go to that same hotel to sleep in the same bed that she slept with that man with her husband. What happened to them? They got hurt. The hurt overpowered this. There's nothing more powerful in this word, in this world, than this. There ain't no devil in hell or in the atmosphere or in this world that can conquer this. So guess what? Just like he sings, is the word. This is truth. The lies aren't. The Bible says God is not a God that shall lie. So just believe that he's going to take care of you. He's going to heal you. Your past hurts are behind you. He's got great plans for you. It's written all in the Word. Just believe. Even though it doesn't look that way right now, it's gonna happen. Just do what you need to do. Amen. Let's forgive whoever you need to forgive. I want you guys to just close your eyes. I just want you to, whoever comes to your mind first, you know, because God's a gentle God. He's not very forceful. If he tells you one person, he's not going to tell you, this person. He's not like that. He just does one thing at a time. But he knows the main one. And that's the one he wants. So y'all close your eyes. Forgive that person. Forgive yourself. Ask God to forgive you for being so much in the flesh. Amen.